Bezras Hashem Yisbarach, today's daf is Yud Tes in Maseches Tainis. That begins the third perek that deals with other Tanesim, aside from Tanesim that deal with rain. For example, our Mishnah is going to begin discussing what happens if there is an affliction in the crops and the appropriate responses and the halachos that relate to those phenomena. And we're going to have a very long Mishnah going all the way through Yud Tes Amud Aleph, discussing many different calamities and the appropriate responses in regards to tefillah and tainis, as well in regards to blowing the shofar. Also, our Mishnah will have the famous story about Choni Hamagel, when there wasn't rain, and what Choni Hamagel did. Our Gemara in Amud Beis will analyze the fasts in regards to cases of famine and cases of plague to the fields. The Gemara will also begin discussing some more halachas about tainus in the cases of rain. That's on Amud Aleph. On Amud Beis, we will then talk about the blowing of shofar in the cases of calamities in the field. And the Gemara will tell stories, fortunate and unfortunate ones, about cases where Klal Yisrael did not have rain. So let's, Bezer Hashem, begin the third perek on the bottom of Yuches Amebeis. Seder Tanius Elu HaAmur. All of these Tanesim that we've spoken about in the previous two prakim, with all of their rules about the 13 fasts and so on, that's Berevia Rishona. That's in regards to the first period of the winter where rain normally falls, if there wasn't rain during that period of time. So then we have the above fast, as we mentioned. Aval, Tzmachim Shishinu. What happens if there was some change in the plantation, in the growth, the vegetation? So then in such a case, Masriyin Alehen Miyad. Then what is done is immediately you have the word Masriyin from the word Trua, and that is they blow a shofar on these days. Now, Tosis Dibra Maschel Masriyin points out that the Gemara's opinion is you also fast on these days as well, but it's different than what we had learned in the previous Mishnayos in regards to when there's no rainfall. There we had learned in the Mishnah on Daf Yud Beis Amud Beis that only later on, not the first few fasts, do you have the shofar blowing. Here we say immediately one starts Masriyin Alei Miyad, in contrast to what the Mishnah says, the first few fasts over rain. So there, the Mishnah on Yud Beis Amud Beis seems to indicate that they didn't blow the shofar right away. V'chein, as well says the Mishnah, Shepasku Gishamim Bein Geshem L'Geshem Arbaim Yom. If there was a gap between rainfall, in other words, there hasn't been a rainfall for 40 days, so then in such a case, Masriyin Alei, and then they would also blow the shofar aside from fasting. Mipnei Shehi Makas Betzuras. More precisely, Batzores. It's a maka of Batzores, which means that it is a cause for a famine. A tzora is a word for a famine, and it is in many ways more dangerous where there's no rain at all, because here the plants have begun to grow, but now that the rain has stopped, or there's something wrong in the vegetation, so then for sure there isn't going to be any growth. Yardul etzmachin avalo yardul ilan. If there was rain for shrubs and vegetation, but not enough for a tree, that's a simple reading of our Mishnah. The Gemara will elaborate on this. Li'ilan velo letzmachim. Enough rain for trees, but for some reason, not enough for the vegetation, the vegetables. Lazel lazel. There was enough for things that are growing. Avalo leboiris l'shichanu ma'arais, but not enough for the cisterns. The Gemara in Bava Kamma describes the different shapes of cisterns, of pits, that Boros, Shichon, and Ma'aros are. They all could hold water and are used by people for water, and there isn't enough water for the cisterns. Masriyin Alei Miyad, then immediately they blow shofar. V'chein ir shelo yardu alei gishamim. And even if there's just a city that hasn't had rainfall, d'chsiv, as the Pasuk almost says, v'imtarti al irachas. Valir achas lo amtir. We've mentioned this pasuk before in our Masechta, the fascinating description of Amos that it'll rain in some parts and it won't rain in other parts. This appears in Perek Dalid in Sefer Amos. Chelka achas timoter. So such a phenomenon does exist. Continues the Mishnah on top of the Yutes Amaralf. Also year Misa'ane Umesras. That city fast and blow shofar. V'chol Sviyoseh Misa'anos V'lo Masviyoseh. And everybody else fasts, but they don't blow shofar. Rashi explains that it's bad news for the cities around it, because the cities around the one that is having this famine will not be able to buy food, bread, and other things from the city that is suffering from this drought and famine. On the other hand, it's not that they're not receiving any rain. They are receiving rain, so therefore they don't have the extreme part of it, and they don't blow the shofar. Rabbi Akiva Omer Masrius V'lo Misa'anos. Rabbi Akiva says they blow the shofar, but they don't fast. The Rana quotes the Yerushalmi that the machlokas between the Tanakama and Rabbi Akiva revolves around whether we look at the surrounding areas as connecting to the fast, like a day of Rosh Hashanah for them, or Yom HaKippurim. If it's like Yom HaKippurim, so then there's both fast and shofar. There's just fast without shofar, and this is the position of the Tanakama. Rabbi Akiva holds that it's like Rosh Hashanah, where there's a shofar and no fast. Continues the Mishnah 3 lines to the top. Yutesav Ra'al Fachayin Yir Sheyesh Ba Dever O Mapoles. If there's a city that has animals dying, or something has collapsed, God forbid a building collapsed, Osa Yir Misa'ane U'misras V'chol Sviyoseh Misa'anos V'lo Masrios. And parallel machlokis, that if these calamities befall, so the surrounding areas fast but don't blow the shofar according to the Tanakam. Rabbi Akiva Omer Masrias V'lo Misa'anos. Rabbi Akiva says they do blow, but they don't fast. Ezeu Dever, what is considered a plague of people dying? Ir Amotzia Chamish Meos Ragle, V'yatzim Mimenu Gimel Mesim B'Gimel Yom. Ze Achar Ze. If there's a city that has 500 people living inside of it, and 3 dead people come out in 3 days, one after the next, Hareza Dever, that's considered Dever. Pachas Mikan, but if it's less than that, 3 people on 3 consecutive days, Ein Zed Dever, that's not considered a plague, that there's a requirement of Misa'anos and Masrios. Al Elu Masrin B'chol Makom. There are things where immediately one begins to blow shofar and make a tainus. Ala Shidafon, if there's been an eastern wind that destroys the grain, Val Hayerakon, that is a bodily disease that is being passed around. Sounds like a bowel disease. Val Arbef, there's locust. Val Chasil, is also a different type of locust. Val Chayerof, they're wild animals raging. Val Cherev, and if there is murder that is being perpetrated. Masriyan Alea Mipneshi Maka Mahaleches. You fast and blow the shofar because it is a moving attack, literally, which means that something that could spread. And we're davening that it should both cease and stop spreading. Maisesh Yordus Kenim Yerushalayim L'Oreim. The story went that there was Kenim that went from their city of Yerushalayim. They went from Yerushalayim back to their cities. V'gazrul Tainis Al Shanire Kemalei Pi Tanur Shidafon Ba'ashkelon. They saw a small area of a field that had enough grain that would normally be used to fill up a oven, that it had been attacked through Shidafon, which means wind had destroyed. And that took place in Ashkelon, and nevertheless they decided to make a Tainus. There was a story of a bear that had eaten 2 children across from the Jordan. Rabbi Yossi said it wasn't even when a calamity had taken place, but it was already when they saw these wolves. I'm sorry if I said bears before. These wolves, that was enough for them to decide to make a fast. Al Elu Masrin B'Shabbos. We will even make a fast with shofar blowing on Shabbos for the following cases. Al Irshe Kifua Nachrim. If a city is laid siege by foreigners, O Nohar, or a river, has begun to flood into a city, Val Sfina Mitarefes Bayam, as a ship is tossing in the sea, it's in danger. Rabbi Yossi Omer Le'ezra V'lo Litzaka. They would blow the shofar in order to let people know that they need help, but but it wasn't a time that they blew shofar for tefillah. Shimon HaTimni yomer afal adever v'lo hodu l'chacham. Shimon HaTimni said that even for a plague, they would blow shofar on Shabbos. Rashi and Yudal Raman Aleph has a fascinating pshat on the bottom, why it is that the Hasra over here, the Masriyan, is of the shofar and not tefillah. The Gemara there discusses that Masriya often means tefillah as well, that over here it's not for tefillah because we're not sure that the tefillos are going to be accepted. Since we are not sure that our prayers will be accepted, so then it's prohibited on Shabbos to do personal bakashos. Now, if we would know, we would save them, so then in such a case it will be mutter. But unfortunately, we don't know. Unfortunately, the sugya is halacha l'maisa. Maybe we will do halacha from the daily daf to bring our boys home. The topic of bring our boys home, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should protect them. The topic of davening on Shabbos, which is something that's been on the mind of many, since unfortunately two Shabbosim have passed, and what Klal Yisrael knows how to do during these times is to cry out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Misha continues, five lines before the wide in your testament, Alpha, Kol Tzara Shelo Tavo, for all Tzaros, that they should not come, but if they do, Alat Tzibur Mesrin Alehen, they blow Shofar Chutz Merov Gishamim. The one exception is, if there was too much rain, Rashi says that it's a case of where the rain, the excessive rain, does not ruin crops, the fact that it's more difficult, that we don't make Masriyan for. Maisa she'amru lo l'choni amagel, the famous story of Choni Amagel, where it was told to him that Klal Yisrael needed rain. Hispalu she'ardu gesham, daven for us that rain should come down. Amar lehem tzuv v'chnisu tanure psachim, b'shvil shelo yimoku. He said, take in your ovens that were used for Pesach, that were made out of clay, that they shouldn't get ruined from the rain. Hispalu v'lo yardu gesham, he davened the rain didn't come down. Ma asa, what did he do? Og ugav amin besalcha, he drew a circle. There are different gersos over here, but he drew a circle in the ground, and he stood inside. V'amar l'fanim, he said, Rabban Shalom, banecha samu panehem alai. Your children looked at me and turned to me. Shani kibem bayis l'fanecha, like I am close with you, that I could ask of you anything. Nishba ani b'shmecha agolai, swear by your great name. Sha'eni zazmi kan, that I'm not moving from here. Ad sheterachem al banecha. Hischilu gisham minatvin. So it began to drizzle. Amar loy. So Choni Amagel said with gall to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kach Shalti is what I asked for. Ela gishmei boreh shichnu ma'oros, that all the cisterns should be filled and the pits. Hischilu leirid bezaf. Then it came down really hard. Really, really hard. Almost too hard. Amar. So he said, Lo kach shalti, el gishmei ratzon bracho nedava. It could be that the heavy rains would actually damage the crops. But rain that is one of will, of blessing, of giving, yardu kitikana, and then it came down beautifully the way ki'ilu it's supposed to come down. Achiyotzi Yisroel Yerushalayim l'harabayis pnei agisham. The rain was coming down over here. I say over here because now I'm sitting in the Lishkas HaNazir facing the stairs going up to the old city, looking out with Yeshiva Parak Yosef on my left side. Now, if you continue on past Yeshivat Parak Yosef, you could actually visualize the story very, very clearly. If you continue out Shara Ashbot, past Yeshivat Kotel, past Parak Yosef, past Shara Ashbot, eventually you'll get to the neighborhood of Silwan, which was Ir David. If you'll notice, Silwan is lower down. That means when it rains, all of the rain from the Harabais and from the upper area of the old city, but particularly from the Harabais, runs all the way down and would flood that area. So people began to come past Parat Yosef, past HaKotel, past Eish HaTorah, past Nativ Aryeh, and began to climb up to the Harabais. Mipnei HaGisham, due to the rain. Bov Amrlo. Then they came to Choni HaMagel and they begged of him, Kishem Shispalalta Aleim, Shiyerdu Kach Hispalu Shiyelchu. Lahen. We're now asking them to stop. Amar lahem, suru'u, im nimchis even hatoin. He said, I want you, before I daven, to check whether the special rock that sat in Yerushalayim, where people would place their lost items that were found, as described in Elu Metzias on Daf Chavches Amabez, whether that rock became covered with rain. The Rav in his Pirush HaMishnayos, the Bartanura, whose kever is to the east of Ir David, east of Silwan, on Harazesim, says that this rock was extremely high, and that was a sign that the water had gotten very, very high. From our Brises Mashmat, this stone was in Yerushalayim. Actually, that's the Brisen Bamitzia and Chavches, and it would sound that way from our Mishnah as well. However, the Rambam in Hilchos Gzeila Vaveda says that this stone was outside of Yerushalayim, so that we can't actually illustrate where that is today, but Be'ezer Hashem, we hope that that should be part of our daily life as well. That reminds me of what's a little bit missing. Actually, right outside Yerushalayim is where the Eged bus station is, and I lost my wallet. Baruch Hashem, Ashrecha Yisrael, I got the wallet back, but the money that was inside of it was gone. So that's a reminder of everything that we have that I just described, and the amazing things we have. It's still not the tkufa of the Beis HaMikdash in many, many, many ways. Tzuru'u im nimches even aton, shalach lo min ben shatach, el mole choni ata, if you were not choni, gazrani alecha nidui. I would have already put you in nidui. This is for a new reason, nothing to do with the reasons above, but Shimon ben Shetach's argument was that Choni HaMagel spoke tough, quote-unquote, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm not moving from here. Avama eslecha, she'ate mischate lefnei HaMagel, v'oselecha ritzoncha. You could speak in a sinful way towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu, yet, sure enough, your prayers are answered. Kiben shu mischate aloviv, like a child that sometimes speaks inappropriately to the father, v'oselecha ritzoncha. And yet the father listens to the son. V'alecha akos of Omer, and on you the pasuk says, Yismach avicha v'imecha v'salgi alo desecha, your parents rejoice with you. Ha'yimisanin v'yordulem gisham kodem hanei tachama. What happens if they were fasting and the rain came down? The Mishnah continues. It's a mistake, those that have the bold with masnisan in the middle. The Mishnah is continuing. Before neitzachama, lo yashlimu. Then in such a case, they don't need to finish their fast. Achar neitzachama, but if it's after the sun has risen, yashlimu, then in such a case, the fast needs to be completed. Rabbi Eliezer has a different sheet. Rabbi Eliezer mekoidim chatzais, if it starts raining before chatzais, lo yashlimu, then you don't have to finish it. La'achar chatzais yashlimu, but if it's after chatzais, then you do have to. Maser shegozru tainis belud, v'yardalem gisham kodim chatzais. They made a fast day in Lud, and the rain came down before chatzos. Amalem Rabbi Tarfin. Rabbi Tarfin said, "You don't need to finish the fast." Suv ichlu v'shtu v'asu yomtiv v'yotzav achlu v'shasu v'asu yomtiv ubo bein arba'im v'koru halal gadol. So they ate, and then they said halal hagadol. In the halacha from the daily daf, we've discussed on this daf as well as from the sugya on daf yud aleph on the beis, that Tosis points out that from here it would seem that even if one started a fast and said anenu, one can interrupt it. Tosis assumes that they said anenu over here in the morning, yet nevertheless, once there was no need, then they stopped the fast. That has important implications about fasting for part of a day. Says the Gemara, Seder Taniyos Helu Ha'amor B'Revir Rishona. We learned in our Mishnah that all the Taneisim mentioned in the first and second Prakim were only in the first period of when there is no rain. And now we discuss in the third parak other instances. Uriminhi revir rishonu shniya lishol shlishis lisanos. That the first period is not a time for fasts. Only the third. Amr of Yehuda. Rav Yehuda answers hachikamer. Seder tanuyis ha'amur. When did we say, this is how to read their Mishnah. When did we say the halachos of the fast in the first and second parak? Bizman sheyotza revir rishona vishniya vishlishis. It's a case in which the first, second, and third period passed, and it didn't rain. Now, all of these periods, explains Rashi and Dibra Mas Lachikam, are based on the Gra, are all referred to, it's a little bit confusing, the Revia Rishona. In other words, the Revia Rishona, when there's the time of Yore, that we've discussed in the past, from the Lashon HaPasuk, Yore Umalkosh, that has three parts to it, which is called, the general thing is called the Revia Rishona, and that itself is divided into three parts. It's called Revia Shniya Shlishis. Aval continues Rav Yehuda, Yardu Gisham B'Revi Rishana V'Zaru V'Lot Samchu. What happens if the rain did come down and they planted but it hasn't yet sprouted? Namit Samchu V'Chazur V'Nishtanu Masrin Aleim Miyad. Then you blow the shofar immediately. In other words, the chiddush of this Mishnah is that this that we learned, that you have fasts in the Revi'a Rishona, when the Revi'a Rishona has passed and there hasn't been rain. By the way, the Revi'a Rishona, the details of it, we're not discussing now because we already had it earlier on Davov, Amud Aleph. Here Rav Yehuda adds that what we're learning is the following. Of course, if it doesn't come down rain during the first Revi'a Rishona, which has three parts to it, then you begin fasting for the rain. But what happens if rain did come? However, the vegetation is not faring well, then immediately you make a fast with blowing of the shofar. Amar of Nachman, dafka nishtanu. The only time this applies that you make immediately a fast is you see that there's something different, perverted, about the vegetation. Avol yavshu, but if it just dried out, lo, then in such a case, you don't make a special fast. Ask the Gemara, Pshita Nishtanu Tanan. That's what we learned in our mission. It says it was changed. Answer the Gemara, Lo Tzricha. No, we need that case is a very specific case. Da'akun. Rashi says that the vegetation has begun to grow after it had dried out. Mao, the same, and I would have thought, Akansa, that since it's growing out a little milsihi, that's already considered something positive. Kamash Malan. Rav Nachman is coming to tell you that you don't look at it that way, and you look at it as if there is something negative. Since there is something that was changed, even if there was a small change, nevertheless, that change is significant, even if the majority was that it was dried out, and that's enough to require a fast and the blowing of the shofar. We've reached the bottom of Yutes Amud Aleph, two lines from the bottom.